This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Multiple media reports say U.S. President Donald Trump's special representative for Ukraine resigned Friday. The reports say Kurt Volker stepped down from his position after meeting Friday with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Volker was named in the whistleblower complaint that has sparked the impeachment investigation of Mr. Trump. The complaint says that Volker helped to organize meetings between Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and Ukrainian officials. Earlier Friday, Democrats in the House of Representatives issued a subpoena to Pompeo for Ukraine-related documents and also scheduled depositions for five State Department officials over the next 2 weeks. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
The top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Robert Menendez, fired off a letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo asking him why Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch was removed and if Pompeo had approved of what Menendez calls a perversion of U.S. foreign policy. Because of the whistleblower complaint alleging President Trump pressured a foreign country to investigate Joe Biden and his family, the ambassador's ouster in May and a campaign to discredit her is coming into focus, including President Trump calling her bad news when he spoke with Ukraine's president. Insiders tell the Associated Press elements of the Ukrainian government wanted Yovanovitch out because she was pressing for corruption investigations. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Afghanistan's presidential election has begun. The election stations opened Saturday amid Taliban threats to attack the polls. The insurgents have warned the country's more than 9 million eligible voters to stay home or risk being hurt. Tens of thousands of Afghan security forces have been deployed across the country to protect voters. The Trump administration is reportedly considering delisting Chinese companies from American stock exchanges as a way to limit U.S. investment in China.